Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for coming in out of the snow. We're here to talk about improving utilization in home care services, the Home Care of Rochester's African American Initiative. And it was a collaborative between HCR and those of us at the university. Me and Yvette have nothing to disclose. And what we're going to accomplish is three objectives today in our presentation. We're going to discuss the importance of developing culturally competent home health care services, especially for the African American population. We're going to describe the HCR African American Initiative model of home health care, and we're going to articulate the need for insurance reimbursement and policy changes in order to support the long-term impact of the initiatives that improve access and utilization of home healthcare services by African Americans. So, as we know, the literature clearly supports, and it's well established, that African Americans utilize home healthcare services at lower rates than other groups. They suffer from disproportionately with higher rates of several chronic diseases such as hypertension and diabetes. And the literature also says that these disease processes can be mitigated by good home health care services. But sadly, the literature also points out that there is this underutilization of home care services even when the populations are eligible and they actually do have access. So it's not just an access issue, it's an underutilization issue. Here's a few examples of those health disparities that the literature supports when it comes to heart disease, stroke, diabetes, all cancers, prostate cancers. African Americans, when compared to their white counterparts, suffer disproportionately. Even when it comes to basic utilization of services, we know that the African Americans, especially the elder population, lower rates of vaccinations from yearly flu, lower rates of exercise. They tend to have some lower access to primary health care, and they do have some health insurance issues, but it still doesn't paint the whole picture. They utilize more emergent care services, and they wind up in the hospital at higher rates. So in order to address this problem, in the local area of upstate New York where the Home Healthcare Agency is located, HCR developed an African American Initiative. And it was developed in 2009. And it was based on transcultural nursing concepts. And it was also to improve the access and the utilization. We realized that in the area, there was a higher population of African Americans who were eligible for services that just did not show up in a census of the Home Healthcare Agency. So we knew that they were there. So we developed an initiative in order to go after them and increase the participation. This was based on and modeled after the agency's successful Latino initiative that they had done previously as well. And I will tell you that this is a home health care agency that really does invest a great deal in increasing the cultural competency of its workforce. And it has done a really masterful job. We grounded it in transcultural care, which considers the influence of culture on the person's perception and beliefs regarding their health, illness, medical care, and of course the expectations of that treatment. And care has to be congruent with their beliefs and values, or non-compliance will result, or what we call non-compliance. And transcultural care, developed by Dr. Madeline Leininger, which is that culturally congruent care can occur when the individual, group, family, community, or culture care values, expressions, or patterns are known and used appropriately in meaningful ways by nurses. It is a nursing-based model. And Dr. Leininger has done a phenomenal job of designing the model. And here's a schema. I won't go through it. It's just a really nice, pretty picture. And you know, one of the participants thought that you should see what the model looked like. So here's what the model looks like. Okay, compared to the general population of patients that were enrolled in a home health care agency, those in the African American Initiative had longer lengths of stay in terms of their service utilization, and had higher rates of the utilization of public health insurance, such as Medicaid. So the populations did look a little different. Also, the African American patients had more problems that were identified in their care plans. At least one more problem than the general patient enrolled in a home health care agency. The African American patients also utilized more medications than the general population. So all of that is to say that not only did you have a population that were underutilizing services, you had a population that actually did need them a little bit more. So therein lied, you know, the glaring need to increase their participation in services that they were already eligible for. This whole initiative was led by a masterful team, and I'm going to have the team leader come up and tell you exactly what really happened.
Hi, I'm Yvette Conyers. I'm a registered nurse. So we're going to talk about exactly how did the African American Initiative work, our major outcomes, what we learned, and our recommendations. We're going to look at a case study. So referred to home care was a 70-year-old African American male diagnosed with diabetes. In addition to that, he had other comorbidities such as hypertension, obesity, hyperlipidemia, urinary incontinence. Which all of those other diagnoses were addressed, but the primary reason for home care was diabetes teaching and management. He was recently on his own. His significant other had passed away about a month prior, and prior to that, any assistance he had been receiving was from the significant other or the significant other daughter, including his ADLs and IADLs. So here is a gentleman who has not been on his own in a very long time and then finds himself struggling without assistance. His PCP recognized that, and the referral to home care was made. At the start of care, we did an assessment of his needs. Let me mind you, this individual would not let me come into his home to do the start of care for home care. We had to do it in a common area. The next day, I was able to visit into his home, and I can see the reasons why he didn't want us to come in. His home was very cluttered. He had no kitchen. He had many dead and live cockroaches. He had no sheets on his bed. He had limited food in his home. No table, no dishes, and even his clothing was very limited. So in my nursing hat, I'm thinking, okay, the referral was for diabetes. We need to do the diabetes teaching and management. But with this approach, we need to take a seat back, and we need to look at his social needs. His social needs needed to be addressed before any of the other needs. He wanted his apartment to get in order before any medical intervention. So our cultural approach indicated that the patient's goals be heard and considered. A social work referral was made within the agency to address the patient's request, and chore services were initiated. Our community liaison or service facilitator or navigator also played a role. She assisted with food cupboard access and also Salvation Army to get this client clothing, sheets, dishes, furniture, etc. Once this patient was able to get in household in order, as I stated previously, then he began expressing interest in the improvement of his health. He began actively checking his blood sugars, also did some diet modification, some lifestyle changes such as exercise, and his also compliance with his medications, especially his diabetic oral agents, also improved a great deal. He followed up with his doctor on a regular basis and really took hold of the recommendations from the community health nurse, which was myself. Overall, the management of his disease process improved. Outcomes for this patient improved. Not only in home care we saw the outcomes, but also when he followed up with his PCP, I'm sure you could see the results in his hemoglobin A1C levels. The use of this cultural approach, combined with the respect of the patient's concerns and wants, allowed for the relationship to exist between the patient and the team members. These are just some pre and post numbers regarding before the African American initiative and after, and you can see our emergent care episodes decreased quite a bit. They were still higher than our national disparity average from 2007. Also, our acute care hospitalization rates decrease, and the pain interfering with movements decrease, and these are all reportable outcomes to the state. In comparison to the census or our population, we went up about 36 patients more with the African American initiative implemented, and or in a percentage-wise, we went up about 3%. Some of our lessons learned, I'm gonna refer this back to Sheldon.
What Yvette's not telling you, and she's being very modest, she was the lead RN in this African American team within this agency. And it was really her team that did the work. And as you can see, we had some really good demonstrated outcomes in a very short amount of time. And the initiative utilized an expert advisory board, which was dedicated to helping them really key into the African American community that surrounded the catchment area for the Home Healthcare Agency. I was a member of that advisory team. And like I say, the long term, the part of this is that the model with its utilization of home care services that relied on coordinating care is unsustainable because of the costs related to the staffing and the unreimbursable social support services. The way in which payments are structured, you cannot reimburse the social worker. And it's really unfortunate because this home health care agency had a commitment to this population, demonstrated really good outcomes, but could not continue the initiative. Relationship building was key. And we had community outreach workers that really did act as buffers between the services that we could provide and actually the community. Because a lot of the new patients, that at least half of them, came from one residential facility that African-American seniors lived in within our downtown area in upstate New York. So our recommendations: insurance needs to be reimbursed and policy changes to better support the staffing and social supports for initiatives like this. Reimbursements for the community liaison, changes in the homebound rules, and reimbursable social work visits would improve greatly. We need to improve the access and utilization of home healthcare services for African Americans, and other home healthcare agencies really should invest in improving the overall culture of competencies of their organizations. This was our advisory council members. This was the phenomenal team led by Ms. Conyers. This is us. Thank you very much.